As we continue our series of shiurim on Hilchos Mezuzah, and particularly we've been speaking about the chiyuv bedika, the chiyuv one has to examine his mezuzahs to make sure that they're kosher, the Pischei Tshuva, in Yerideya Simen Reish Tzadik Aleph Sifkotin Beis Nivdekes, quotes a Chamudi Daniel. He says, Kosev B'sefer Chamudi Daniel. Misha Koshalov Lahoitzi Mezuzah Levodka. Somebody has a mezuzah on his doorway in a way that it's difficult for him to remove the mezuzah. V'roitzi Laniach Mezuzah Acheres. And therefore he just wants to put on another mezuzah. V'Koshalov Lahoitzi Yishana. Because it's difficult for him to remove the old mezuzah, says the Pischei Tshuva, also Mishum Bal Tosef. Quoting the Chamid Daniel, he says there's an Issa Bal Tosef. Having two mezuzahs on one side of a door is considered Bal Tosef. And he continues saying, V'yizr kishiyotzi is mezuzah. In general, he says that when one removes the mezuzah, he should be careful, shloi lefosla, he shouldn't disqualify the mezuzah as he removes the mezuzah from the door. So Rav Moshe has a tshuva in Yerideya, Chelek Aleph, Simen Kuf Pei Gimel, where he discusses such a shaila, where the mezuzah has been on a door, the case that he speaks about for over 20 years, and that door has been painted over, he says, so many times during those 20 years, and therefore he says it's difficult to remove the mezuzah without ruining the wall, and he discusses if one could put another mezuzah on top, on the same doorway on the same side, is there's an Isser Bal Tosef. And he quotes the Pischei Tshuva that we just quoted. But then he goes and discusses perhaps when the person puts on the second mezuzah, he should have specifically in mind that this is the mezuzah, the new mezuzah that he's putting on to be considered the kosher mezuzah, and he wants to be mevatel the first mezuzah. Would that be an appropriate approach? So Rav Moshe says, he quotes the halacha by Hilchos Tzitzis. He says, what happens if somebody wants to put on new tzitzis on his talis cotton or his talis cotton for that matter? But it's difficult for him to remove the old tzitzis. So what he does is he'll put on new tzitzis and have in mind that the old tzitzis should not be considered kosher tzitzis anymore. So Rav Moshe says that wouldn't be sufficient. Rav Moshe says that in order to be able to put on new tzitzis, you have to remove the old tzitzis. Anything else would not be considered acceptable. And therefore, says Rav Moshe, in this case as well, just by putting on the new mezuzah and having in mind that I want to disqualify the old mezuzah, that would be inadequate. But what about a different shaila? This is a shaila that could come up in many homes. And that is, if a person doesn't know, as the halacha is quite extensive, if what side, do we know the Gemara says that the mezuzah should be put on derech v'yoscha, on the right side as you enter the room. And there's a question, the person doesn't know what is the right side, and what side should he put on the mezuzah. So Rav Moshe has a tshuva about this issue as well, in Igros Moshe Yerideya Chelek Aleph, Simen Kuf Ayin Vav. And of course, Rav Moshe paskens there that if you don't have a door. There's a number of interesting piskei halacha Rav Moshe says in that tshuva. One psak Rav Moshe says in that tshuva is that we go basarayv tashmishay. If you don't have an easy way of determining which is the right way, which is considered the right side, we look at the way the door is most often used. And the way that the door is most often used, that's the determining factor, how to determine what's the right side. But what happens, Rav Moshe also has another very important point in that tshuva. Rav Moshe says that, as we mentioned earlier, there are Rishonim, the Rambam, who says that a door is only mechuyv in a mezuzah midaraisa. A doorway is only mechuyv in a mezuzah midaraisa if it actually has a door. So Rav Moshe says that if you're going to put on a door on a doorway, just let's say you move into a house and you haven't finished the construction and the doors haven't been hung, says Rav Moshe, don't put on the mezuzah until you get the door. Because don't put on a mezuzah when it's only a chiyuv the rabbanon, when you could ultimately put it on when it'll have a chiyuv d'oraisa. Rav Moshe goes on to say that if there's going to be heked seir, if by knowing where the hinges of a door will be, that will show you how to put on the mezuzah. So Rav Moshe says that if you already know how the hinges will be, even though the hinges haven't yet been hung, that's already enough of a heter to allow you to put on the mezuzah based on knowing what your plans are in building the house. But then Rav Moshe says, let's say you have a doorway, that you don't have a door, and you don't have heket seir, and you don't have roif tashmishay, you don't have any of the halachas that the Shulchan Aruch gives us to know on which side to put the mezuzah. Says Rav Moshe, under those circumstances, don't put on a mezuzah. He says, if you don't know, if there's no way of telling which side to put the mezuzah on, says Rav Moshe, you don't have to put on the mezuzah. You don't have to put on a mezuzah at all. And Rav Moshe even goes a step further. Rav Moshe says that not only don't you have to put on a mezuzah when you don't know which side to put the mezuzah on, Rav Moshe says you have no obligation to create a situation that will make it that we should know which side to put on the mezuzah. Rav Moshe's attitude seems to be that if the halacha doesn't give us a way how to put on the mezuzah, then we don't have to put on a mezuzah. That's the opinion of Rav Moshe. The Yavetz says that you should put on two mezuzahs. And in fact, I saw that the Sefer Mezuzahs Melachim, he doesn't paskin that way. He paskin that you should put on any side that you want. But he says, quoting the Yavetz, that this is not considered a situation about Tosef. Why is this not considered a situation about Tosef, says the Yavetz? It's no different than somebody who puts on two pairs of tefillin, Rashi or Rabbeinu Tam. So when you put on a mezuzah, but on the right side and the left side of the door, one side is the side that requires the mezuzah. The other side is a side that doesn't have any chiyuv to have a mezuzah. And therefore, under those circumstances, one will be the kosher mezuzah, and one is not considered a mezuzah at all, just like the person who puts on two pairs of tefillin, Rashi and Rebbeinu Tam. Why is there no problem about Tosef? Because the Yavetz explains, because one is tefillin and one aren't tefillin. Here too, one is a mezuzah, and the other one that's not on the right side is completely ignored. That's the opinion of the mezuzahs melachim. Quoting the Yavetz, that's the opinion of the Yavetz. I did see that the mezuzahs melachim himself also says, even though it looks like Baal Tosef, and therefore perhaps it ought not to be done, so he says that the schus, the mitzvah of mezuzah,
is such a great mitzvah that the schus of the mitzvah is so great that even though you shouldn't have probably have done it, there's a shaila about Taisif, but it's not, as the Yavid says, a real situation about Taisif. So the schus of the mitzvah of mezuzah covers the issue, the supersedes, and covers any issue that one would have with being over about Taisif. The shaila of Tshuvas Chelkus Yaakov in Yoridei Simin Kuf Samach Beis disagrees with the Yavids. And he brings a very nice raya. He says that the halacha is that one shouldn't sit in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. But not only is the halacha, he says, it says the Gemara, that one shouldn't sit in the sukkah Shmini Atzeres. One, if one has to sit in the sukkah, in the area which is designated as a sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, because that's the place that's most convenient for him to eat or sit, that's the most convenient place in his home. The halacha is that he should do something to disqualify it from being considered a kosher sukkah. Now the question, he says, is why should you have to go through that bother? The halacha is that you only can be over about Taisif in a time where you could do the mitzvah. That means if somebody puts on 5 batim in his tefillin, instead of 4 batim on a tefillin, that's considered baltoisif. The Torah says 4 batim, and you put on 5 batim. But if it's a situation where it's not the zman for the mitzvah, then there's no issue about baltoisif. If somebody does a mitzvah when it's not the zman for that mitzvah, there is no issue about baltoisif. So he says, even though that's the halacha, we still see that Chazal was so concerned about the Aveira, about Taisif, that they said that even when there is no question that you're not being over about Taisif, if it just looks like about Taisif, avoid it. Similarly here, even though as we explained, as the Yavetz explained, there really is no Isser about Taisif when you have a mezuzah bowl on the right side or on the left side of your door. But we see, says the Chelkus Yaakov, how far Chazal went out of the way that we should avoid this about Taisif, and therefore he says, don't put on 2 mezuzahs on one door. But as I said, the mezuzahs Melachim says that you could put on the mezuzah on any side that you want, and I saw that the Rav Ozner Shlita and the Shaila of Tshuva Shevet HaLevi Chelek Beis Simen Kuf Nun Beis also says that if you don't know on what side of the door to put the mezuzah, you could put the mezuzah on any side that you so choose. Continuing in the halachas of Baal Taisif on a mezuzah, we know that there's a machloikis rishonim, machloikis Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. What's the proper way of putting the mezuzah? Rashi's opinion is that the proper way of putting on the mezuzah is on the right side, standing and vertical. And the Rabbeinu Tam holds that the proper way of putting the mezuzah is laying, horizontal. And that's why our minig is, as the Ramah says in Simon Reish Pei Tes Sif Vav, our minig is to put the mezuzah on a slant. Say to Paiskim, if somebody wants to fulfill this, wants to be is concerned about this machloikus rishonim, and therefore he'll put 2 mezuzahs on his doorway, one vertical and one horizontal, that would be considered a situation of Baal Taisif. On another interesting question that I saw, the Paiskim have a discussion, where exactly is the proper place to put the mezuzah? Is it at the top third, or is it facing the head of the person who enters the room? And as the Paiskim discuss, this is particularly an issue in yeshivas, in day schools, where there are young children who are obviously much shorter. So where should the mezuzah be put? Should be put on their height, or should be put at the height of the adults, especially the adults who own the building where the mezuzah is being put? So, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, I saw in the Sefer Pesachei Sha'orim, paskin that you should put the mezuzah in the proper place, and the mezuzah should not be put on the lower on the wall, lower on the door, just to be able to make it easy for the children who are entering the room to see and kiss the mezuzah. So I saw the paskin ask, maybe you should put two mezuzahs on that door. One mezuzah at the height of the children, and one mezuzah at the proper height. But the Paiskim say, the mezuzahs Malachim says, that certainly in this situation, where you're putting both mezuzahs on the same on the right side of the door, that would be considered a situation about Taisif. Although we've said that, quoting at the beginning of the shir, that if you have a mezuzah on the door, we quoted the Tshuva Ramosha, the Chamud Daniel, Ramosha's explanation of the Chamud Daniel, that one can't put another mezuzah on the door. But if you know for sure that mezuzah is a posel mezuzah, so since you know for sure that is a posel mezuzah, so I saw from the Michas Elazar that he says, under those circumstances, you could put another mezuzah. Because that isn't considered a situation that you are baltaisif. Because since the first mezuzah is completely posel, so there's no concern that mezuzah is an issue, and therefore the halach is that you could put on a second mezuzah. Only in a situation where there's a question on the kashrus of the first mezuzah, where the first mezuzah may still be kosher, or that's when the halacha is that one may not put on a second mezuzah. But when there is no question that the first mezuzah is still, when there's just even a question that the mezuzah is kosher, the halacha is that one may not remove that mezuzah. Why? Because just like there's a mitzvah to fulfill the mitzvah appropriately, there's also mitzvah not to do the mitzvah the wrong way. And the Torah tells us that we should do the mitzvah in a specific way, one mezuzah per room, not more than one mezuzah per room. And therefore, having two mezuzahs is not what the Torah said, and that's why it should not be done.